Hello and welcome to today's edition of the DVCA show. Today we are joined by the co-founder and medical director of Yarra Trail Medical, the naming partner for the Barclay Shield this season. Dr. Peter Walsh, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks very much, Callum. Thanks for having us on.
So the naming partner of the highest grade in the Diamond Valley Cricket Association this season. Really keen today to discuss what Yarra Trail Medical is, your mission, purpose, and some of the services that you offer your customers.
Yeah, thanks, Callum. So we're obviously a GP clinic, primarily. We've been there about 4.5 years. Our GP site is in Briar Hill, just near the shops, a lot of people would know. We've been there 4.5 years. We opened what we thought was the end of COVID and ended up being the middle of COVID. So it was a bumpy start, and we built very quickly. We operated mainly out of the car park for the first 6 months, but rain, hail or shine, and probably saw quite a few of your listeners over the years. So 4.5 years we've been there. We've expanded in the last 18 months to another site in Montmorency, which is primarily a pediatrics site, but we offer a range of specialties, adult allergy testing for all your hay fever sufferers, and kidney specialists, lactation consultant, psychology, and a range of other things. We set up with an intention. Both myself and my business partner are from the local area. Aaron Manderson is my business partner. I grew up in Yulambi, lived in McLeod and Watsonia. I went to Yulambi Primary and Parade and Loyola. And Aaron herself is an Eltham girl, Eltham Northeast Primary School. Proud member of that community. So we've worked together for a long time in not-for-profit organisations, Aboriginal Health, and did consulting work as well through COVID, helping people respond to the virus and various lockdowns and situations. And we discussed for some time setting up our own thing, and we wanted it to be in our community of origin, I suppose, and looked around for a long time and finally found a really beautiful site in a new build in Briar Hill. That's kind of a background to who we are. We try to offer a high quality service. We're a private billing clinic. The doctors have a range of different gaps on their services, but we do that so that we can offer a really high quality general practice service. And people have said to us that they're very grateful for that. And I think, that they really see the value in the services that we offer.
Fantastic. You certainly are lighting up a fair few points on the DVCA map in yours and Aaron's journey over the years.
Yes. Yeah, we're very well connected into the community. I think it's really important. People from the Diamond Valley are quite parochial. And when we first opened, they're like, where are you from? One after the other, after the other. And it is important, I think, if you to be able to be understood culturally and subculturally by your doctor, I think is really important to a lot of people. You don't have to explain yourself, your family conditions or where you come from or why things are significant to you or they aren't. And I think many of the doctors that work with us are from the area or thereabouts and understand the Diamond Valley, I think, pretty well. And I think it means you get better health outcomes, being able to connect to your people and people be able to be honest with us. And, again, guys and women that play cricket or footy, can come in and talk pretty honestly and know they're not going to get told off about not ticking all the public health guidelines precisely and so on. And we can have an honest, frank conversation about realistic goals for improving people's health. So I think it's enjoyable for us to be part of the community and to be recognised as such. But also this, the work's easier, the health outcomes are easier. It's more pleasant for the patients. So we're really, it's really a big part of what we're about and why we chose to go there.
And we're joining forces at a very, very exciting time in Yarra Trail Medical's existence with the launch of the new Skin Check 360 program. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, sure thing, Cal. So, we have invested very heavily in a state-of-the-art skin cancer detection machine. this is a full room machine. It looks something like, you know, a machine you'd see in Star Trek. It's sort of 3 meters high, two curved arches. It has 100 cameras on it. And it's just a photography service, really, in its most basic form. But as all cricket fans would know, you often get what's different about the photography part of this system is that you get image distortion if from various angles. And, you know, you watch the cricket on TV and you see the advertising signs. They look like a square box on the telly. And, of course, you go to the ground and they're distorted and extended out on this huge stretched rectangle. And the same thing applies, but in reverse. Often, when you take flat photos of people's skin of their curved bodies, lesions look bigger or smaller than what they really are in real life because of that curved distortion. And this system does away with that completely. And so these cameras work in stereo pairs through some physics that I admit I don't really understand. But it takes super high grade photos in curved stereo pairs. And then an AI system builds a 3D avatar of your body on a pretty fancy computer that we've got. And it has sub-millimeter detail of your entire skin and allows us to then do the second part of the magic of this machine, which is to run an AI program over your entire skin and let it map every single lesion on your body, both pigmented and non-pigmented. And, so you get some pretty spectacular results with this technology. And then we have a bunch of digital dermatoscopes. So you guys have probably been to your doctor and we used to wave around our manual dermatoscopes, the little microscope to look at your skin spots. We now have digital ones of those that work in with this 3D system to give us microscopic images. And again, the AI can analyze those images as well. And so we use this multi-level AI system with doctors that are interested in skin cancer as well. We often then revert to our manual scopes for a bit more detail and make decisions with patients about whether things look cancerous and whether they need to be biopsied or taken off completely.
So an early alarm system where you're using very high technology to catch all over the body any potential issues that people could have with their skin.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And that's the real power of this system. And it is a full, a full body, very highly accurate recording and more accurate than any other system. There's been MoleMap around for a long time and other flat photography systems around that photograph lesions year to year. But this system, the accuracy of it is the best in the world. And so then you can come back in 12 months' time. If you come and get a check done, Callum, you can come back 12 months later. We can overlay your 3D avatar onto the one from the year before, and the computer can go around and tell you exactly how each lesion has fared over that 12 months, which ones are changing. And, we all use mental algorithms around trying to pick risky moles or lesions on people's bodies. But one thing that's really hard to monitor is change. And it's probably one of the most important parameters when you're trying to pick a melanoma from the crowd. So knowing about how much things are changing and to what degree and at what speed is a really key diagnostic criteria for picking melanomas. And, the system is very powerful, and I'm a perfect example. You probably can't tell on this camera, but I'm a very freckly dude. And I've been through the system myself. I have 2,700 freckles and moles on my body. And the system, in 10 minutes mapped every single one of those and analyzed every single lesion on my body. So I've never had anything like that available to me before, ever. So the power of this system is unsurpassed, and it's really exciting. And we have made a huge investment to get it in Bryhill. And when we put it in, it was pretty much available only at Peter Mac Cancer Institute and Alfred Hospital. And a couple of other tertiary hospitals around Victoria, and then Briar Hill. So it's an unusual thing for us to have, but we're very proud to have made that leap. And we have a number of doctors that are specialised in skin cancer medicine who you can see if you need to after you get a scan.
And the connection to local cricket is all too clear. We are spending hours of our week at training and match day out in a nice open oval and quite often in the sun. So it really is something I think that connects as a vital service for so many of the members of the DVCA community.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's, you know, we are seeing a lot of cricketers coming in for skin checks. And, you know, you have to take your hat off to cricket, no pun intended, but like it has been actually one of the sports that has really embraced skin cancer safety and safety messaging. And the slip, slop, slap messaging really did hit home, I think, for the cricketing community at all levels. Cricketers are very, very good at wearing hats, high collars, long sleeves, zinc cream, sun cream. You know, they're really aware of the risks associated with long hours in the sun, and you know, unlike some of the sports actually, and some other industries, and I think they're still lagging, catching up a lot of those other sports. So, you know, I think while cricketers are probably at pretty high risk, particularly fair skinned cricketers, you know, you just multiply the number of decades in the sun. Times by the fairness of your skin and the family history of skin cancer, and you get a pretty high risk profile. But yeah, so the safety stuff aside, cricketers are usually very, very sun aware and sun safe. But that said, they're still getting a lot of background exposure, particularly to face, neck, the V here, backs of hands, even if you're wearing long sleeves. So it's a natural fit for us to you know, continue to extend that connection into the cricketing world. We're also very, you know, we're connected with a lot of football players. Tony Shaw's done a promotion for us, and has had a scan done himself. And but yeah, the cricket community, I think, is at really high risk of skin cancer. So, like you said, it's a natural fit for us.
We've discussed the advantages that DVCA community members have with the services of Yarra Trail Medical. So now's time to turn the card back to you. Why does Yarra Trail Medical want to be involved in the DVCA?
Yeah, well, I think that's what I was getting at there. I mean, I think it's cricket and it's local, and you know, and so I think I imagine that we're already seeing a lot of your members actually. Well, I know we are, and I have a lot of friends that play cricket. And friends and family, yeah, play cricket, and we, like I say, we are very much rooted in the local community. We've reached out to golfers and footballers and other sports, but I think, yeah, because of the big hours under the hot sun over the summer, cricketers are at higher risk, and we wanted to sort of connect in with. Don Valley Cricket Association, actually the whole valley really, and say, you know, to reach out and say, well, get your skin checked, and whether it's with us or not, we don't mind, but just get your skin checked, make sure you don't have any melanomas or any SCCs or BCCs and non-pigmented lesions, but reach out and get it done, and we think this tech is second to none, and so it's an exciting thing to be able to offer that. We're really actually very proud to be able to offer it outside of a tertiary hospital system. And you know, Briar Hill's not renowned for its cutting edge technology, I suppose, but this is an exception.
And speaking of exciting offers that we are making, there's a discount involved that we are kicking off our partnership with. So there's a discount for new clients and members of the Yarra Trail Medical.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're offering $50 off to everybody who who's a member of the, or listening, just who hears this podcast, actually. Just ring up and make a booking and quote the code, or just quote that you're from the Diamond Valley Cricketing Association. So DVCA is the code.
All right. DVCA are the code to get a $50 discount on your first trial with Yarra Trial Medical. Peter, thank you very much for joining us today.
No worries. Thank you, Kel. Thanks for having me on. It's been a pleasure.
So it is great to have you on board, but thank you for the work you and your team are doing in the community to ensure that everyone who's out in the sun can have early detection and a really, really high-tech treatment of any potential melanomas, not just through Yarra Trial Medical and the Skin Check 360.
Fantastic. Thanks very much, Kel. Thanks for your time.
Remember, more cricket, more people, more often.